No, what I want to talk about is power of a broken heart. Sounds like a song, doesn't it?
It does. Sounds like country western.
Yeah.
REO Speedway.
Yeah. I actually had my heart broken yesterday. I talked about this last night in Bible study. But some of my boys let me down, and it did. They actually just, you know, I was stunned at my response, and it's you know, it happened yesterday, but the effect of it hasn't gone away. And the part of the effect is, it's like having your heart circumcised. When you are so caught up in keeping your life moving and trying to keep everything together, and then something happens to where it just kind of shattered. And it's certainly not that dramatic, but it felt that way. This morning, we were walking back from the coffee shop talking about the different people on the block and the stories. You know, no, you didn't come up. But we're elders. Just keep the record straight here. We can talk about whatever we want.
Gossip about whatever you want.
There you go. But in recounting the different people that are involved in this community, it's like each story I found that you know, I was crying again. You know, I ended up bawling like a baby yesterday, and I'm touched by the depth of the drama of people's lives. You know, Jim was obviously one of them. But John Bojo, who had to take Jim, I mean, that's a pretty intense experience to go through, dealing with somebody who's going through what he's going through, you know. And it touched me in a way that I, you know, haven't felt in a long time. How, you know, even in this community where we preach and teach and talk and we're open and we encounter each other's lives, there's still the tendency to wall up and have some distance between us. And these are all these notes that he loaned me last week and hasn't let me forget. So I brought them this morning to give to him.
We do have a copier.
Well, we could have done that. It's not that I needed them. It's just that he gave them to me, which is rare. So, but just one line in here hit me as I sat down to think about what to talk about. It says, he gave Mary and us the one sufficient and satisfying resource capable of begetting life and making it of value. And that making, begetting life and making it of value, those are really weighty factors in the fact that if your life doesn't have any value, it's like you do all kinds of stuff, you do this and you do that, if there's no appreciation or for one another and the value we have in each other's lives, which there is, there's tremendous value that is interspersed among us, but without something happening, that value is just goes without being noticed. And I can see looking around the room the value that each one of you have in my life, and yet the hardness of my heart has prevented me from perceiving and experiencing it. And so this, the power of a broken heart, I mean, it's a mystical thing, because I never knew my heart was hardened. As far as I'm concerned, I'm doing fine. Trying to keep it together, working hard, doing my chores, walking in the morning, Bible studying there. But I guess I'm thanking God that He provided that scenario yesterday where I was just really devastated. But also, it was my son who was involved in it. And I've longed for a relationship with him that had a little more value and meaning than just a distant father. And it's kind of hard to talk right now. But what happened, I mean, as a result of what happened yesterday, there was a connection that we have never had that was made on a level so deep I didn't know it existed. The part of, you know, he In this time frame, he saw my need and wouldn't turn away from it. I told him I couldn't talk to him. Yeah.
Because you're too broken up.
Yeah. I just couldn't talk right now, and he wouldn't go away.
So just while you're being
silent, yeah, give me a minute.
Just seeing Gary, you know, after teaching him for so many years when he was younger, and then when he walked up to me the other day and just threw his arms around me, and that just blew me away because I think of him as still seeing me as the hard teacher, because I wasn't a very good teacher when I started out, but still not that good a teacher.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but there's
love is there, and he's, he sees the communities. I think he feels like he's a part of the community.
Yeah, I mean, his part of his words to me, you know, was, "Dad, I'll drop out of college. I'll come help you. We'll do whatever it takes to get things together." You know, it was like, I just had never experienced
that. That picture next to my desk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's right there.
And I guess it's what I didn't get to have with my dad, because I was off doing my things, and I know my dad was broken up about some stuff, but I never got to see him in his weakness and make the connection. And I've been and then when my dad died, the impact of that, it was so devastating for so long, because the connection never was complete in our relationship, and I missed it deeply.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I was fortunate. The last week of my father's life, I was there.
Yeah.
And something happened, and the mirror cracked.
Yeah.
And he wasn't my father. He was this guy.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. Just
another human being.
That's it.
I've never seen him.
Yeah.
With me and my dad, when he was going through a divorce, one night he came in and told me about separation, and just broke.
He broke down, yeah.
And then wanted to pray together.
Mm.
That was pretty wild. So that I was, that's about the time I started coming here.
Yeah.
Back in late 70s.
Those are some very real moments.
Everybody, you know, everybody and everything tells you the lie. Be strong.
Yeah, yeah.
A man has to be strong, and it's exactly the opposite of the truth.
That's right. I just realized this came on the tail of my mother being here, who's very weak, just can't remember her name almost. And for one moment, I saw her kind of reaching up to me. And it was like, the image and the idolatry of mother was broken there. Maybe this is all tied together. Because, you know, she'd been my mother, born, I mean, all that stuff, and then all of a sudden she's close to death, you know. And I looked at her body and her arms and her hands, and they're kind of broken up, and a lifetime of toil and struggle, and now it was like, and there's been a disconnect between my mother and I because.
Now take it the next step.
Yeah.
Because that's what Gary's saying.
Maybe that's part of it. Yeah.
You're next.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
And I don't even feel bad about me dying. I feel worse about other people that I know and stuff. But I guess this, maybe this time of year is part of what this is all about, is breaking through to understand this stuff that we talk about all the time.
Well, think about what we read in the Hanukkah. The air of anticipation that at any moment the realization of what is already finished will break through the believer's awareness.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking
that
about.
That is.
You heard that way, but that's right.
That's
yeah.
Exactly what it is. That's the
break.
The great light shining in the darkness.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you realize what, you know, the renewal of your mind, a gradual conforming to that which is, was, and will be.
Always will be.
It already is.
Yeah. And what?
This is the darkness.
Yeah. And then you're able to behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Behold, you're able to see it. You can look at it and feel it and know it.
And he did it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Not yesterday.
And we talked last night about one of the, I guess, Psalms or one of the scriptures about running from Zion. You know, we do what we can to not experience this place of brokenness and weakness. It's like, that's not manly, that's not, don't let anybody see you cry, you know, be strong, blah, blah, blah. But it's in the weakest place of your being that the love of God really shines through. That's something that always concerns me about our meetings and our teachings and stuff, is the words are just words. Until those words crack you open, they're just more words and more meetings and more get-togethers. But there's got to be some, and somewhere there has to be a break. And we've seen it 1,000 times. You can be in a meeting, great teaching, one person broken and the meeting starts, you know, then there's
now
something really happening.
Now you can see how incredibly evil it is. Preach success in the name of God. It's exactly the opposite.
Right.
Failure is what brings you to the truth, not
right.
Success.
Yeah. Well, that's right. I talked about Ray last night, who's totally failed. The guy's life is a shambles right now. About to lose his house, losing this, losing that. Crying a lot, praying all the time. And yet, he spoke to me something yesterday which let me know that through it all, you know, he still believes. And I was just overjoyed at that because I've been afraid he would, you know, walk away from it all.
What was the rabbi's prayer you read last week? Give them patience in their
patience and their sufferings. Yeah. Because through at the end of the pace, at the end of the suffering, the crown of life is revealed.
Reminds me of the night that we were down there in Austin, and this big snowstorm, and we studied the 94th Psalm about walking through the valley of tears. And when you're in the valley of tears, dig even deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, find a pool of living water.
Well, that is right. That's not where you stop. The tears are just the break.
Just getting in the neighborhood.
Yeah. You know, and when you think about what it takes from God's point of view to get you to that spot, I look at the incredible orchestration of my own life for the last, it's taken 6 months to set this scenario up for me. And the timing couldn't have been more incredible. And it had to be God's hand because, I mean, why at 4 o'clock would these jokers leave a job that's under this much pressure, you know?
And if you could look back at your life, you would see over and over. It's like the revolution of a Ferris wheel. mm-hmm. over and over, and each time there's a place where you can get off, or you can take the next revolution.
Yeah.
Go back to the refrigerator for selling.
Yeah. Well, it's a joy to be so fully connected and aware of that, that spirit, that same spirit that was birthed in Mary.
Reincarnation has had it right, except that they think it's lifetime after lifetime.
Yeah.
It's just cycle after cycle. I mean, if you can get off the merry-go-round,
yeah,
don't have to go again.
And that happens in your life. That's right. Well,
God's grace is so not what we think it is, but it's so precious.
Yeah.
It's like those when they do the cattle roundups and stuff, you know, they're running all over the place, and then they get them into a corral, I guess it's called, or whatever. I don't know. And then they get them to go down through the narrow
chute.
Squeeze thing down to where they give them their shots and whatever it is that's necessary.
Yeah.
Passing under the rod, same kind of thing. It's just tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter, and then free.
Until they're wedged in.
Yeah.
And then free and
then
healthy and alive.
Yeah. Taking care.
Pictures are everywhere.
What?
The pictures are everywhere.
Yeah, they are. And I pray our eyes are open to not just see them, but be able to digest what's going on. Well, I don't have anything to say this morning.